Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
We welcome you into the Central Heating Cooling Halftime Show. We'll tell you what's been a half of runs in this game so far. Mountain Home right now leading Fayetteville 32-28. We'll talk more about the halftime numbers in just a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. Josh, welcome back to basketball, my friend.
Oh, it's basketball season, Matt. Thanks for having me on here. I'm fired up.
Absolutely. Just kind of tell me how the offseason's been going.
Oh, you know, we've had a great offseason. It started last spring and to the summer. Had a really good summer. But you know, it's the intensity level increases when you start playing regular season games. We have a lot of guys, a lot of inexperienced fellas as far as varsity basketball goes. So it's good to get out here and play our first real game and really kind of see if all of our hard work pay off and watch these guys perform. I'm excited tonight.
I tell you, you know, it's kind of a mixture. Because you're not totally without experience, especially when it comes to your two returning starters, Wyatt Gilbert and Matt Jones.
Yes, you know, they were sophomores last year, and they ended up starting for us, and
right.
Two of our leading scorers. So you know, anytime that they can they can lead scoring, especially in the conference that we're in. So yeah, they're two returning varsity players, and they're super talented. And both of those guys have really done a great job of improving as well.
Yeah.
I would say the transformation of Matt Jones, just his physicalness. He's dropped a lot of weight. He's looking really good. And, you know, Weiss is such a gym rat, and he's taking his game to another level. So really excited about their progress and really excited about the guys around them, what they've done, and all the good things, you know, that we've been working for. We'd like to see it come to fruition tonight.
Well, you talked about real quickly before we talk about this matchup. You know, you were saying to me a few days ago about how key the junior varsity games are. You know, to make sure these players have experience, even though they weren't playing varsity.
You bet. You know, and we're such a we're in an age of just instant gratification. You know, we want everything right away. And, you know, we had a couple sophomores that were able to start for us last year. But, you know, year in, year out, typically here in Mountain Home, that doesn't happen that way.
Right.
And our guys have to learn through their sophomore, junior year in the JV program to really pay their dues. And it's fantastic, you know, that we've got such great seniors that their time is now. You
yep.
know, they put in the work. They've paid the dues. And it's really kind of anti the culture that we're in. Of just, hey, they want instant success. So kudos to those guys for coming into work every day. They've worked their butt off for several years, and it's going to be great to see that pay off tonight.
I'll tell you what, this is a Fayetteville team that, you know, they haven't got any games yet this year, unless you count the benefit game against Owosso, Oklahoma. But I tell you, it's a team that's it's almost always in the conversation.
Yes, well, and they're definitely in the conversation this year. You know, they lost a really good player last year. He's playing at UCA, but they had a nice recruiting class. When you're talking about C.J. Williams, he's a D1 prospect.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about the Glasper kid, who's another outstanding player. Anytime you bring in a 6'8", 6'9", guy off the bench that's already got college offers, you know that you're dealing with a super talented team. And but that's what we wanted. You know, last year they were on the website. They were needing a game, and I went to Coach Leonard. And what I love about Coach Leonard is we're very similar, and we want to play the very best teams that will help prepare our teams for our conference.
Yep.
Without a doubt, we play in the toughest conference in the state, and this is a non-conference game that they're as good as any team. You know, they had finished in the top three in our conference, and we're talking about the top teams overall in state. So Fayetteville's in that conversation. They'll be one of the top teams overall in the state, if not the number one. But this is exactly what you want. You know, this is our first game out. Ideally, you'd probably want to play this a little on down the road because we've just got some guys that just recently got in the gym. But regardless, we'll play them whenever we can play them, and we're happy to play these guys tonight. Yes, they're very talented, but, you know, they're going to have to deal with us as well.
What are your keys for tonight?
Well, there's going to be a lot of keys. One thing is we've got to stay out of foul trouble. You know, we're not very deep. So we've got to be really smart in how we defend and how we play, and we've got to stay out of foul trouble. Dictating the pace of the game, you know, Fayetteville's going to try to push it up and down. When you're the most talented team, you want to speed the game up. You want to get more possessions because the most talented team always wins in those situations. So we're going to have to dictate pace. We're going to have to understand when to attack their press. They run a zone press, man press, and then they'll get in a half court. And we got to control the throttle tonight. Know when to attack it, know when to pull it out, and make them play defense in the half court. That gives us a chance there. And, you know, of course, the turnover game is always big. And when you're undersized, you know, like we are tonight, rebounds are going to be. We got to get those one-shot possessions. And those are going to be really key. You know, there's kind of a whole plethora of things that we need to do well tonight to get this done.
Josh, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight.
Matt, I appreciate you, man. The season's here. Thank you for all you do. And I look forward with the year coming up with you, my man. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
As Mountain Home Boys Coach Josh Holter, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score at halftime is Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 32-28. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost, and systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
We welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mountain Home leads Fayetteville 32-28. This has been a half of runs. Mountain Home got off to a 12-point lead, 23-11, and then Fayetteville scored the next 15. Went on a 15-0 run, and then Mountain Home scored seven straight before Fayetteville scored the final basket of the half. But right now, other than giving up layups, Mountain Home has really played well so far in this game. Let's take a look at our numbers right now. Anna Grace Foreman leading Mountain Home with 10 points. Emma Martin has 7. 6 for Emily Payne, 5 for Leah Jackson, and 4 for Kate Gilbert. For Fayetteville, Sasha Goforth with 10 points. 7 for Kariah Beck, 6 for Claudia Bridges, 2 each for Ariana Seda and Caroline Miles, and 1 for Allison Byers. 4 lead changes and 2 ties in this game. Mountain Home with 4 turnovers and Fayetteville with 3. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 32-28. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.